This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're bringing you lesson number 2 from our healing school, which is every Thursday night at 7 p.m., and it is open to the public. That means you, and I would encourage you to come. We're not going to play all of these on the radio because we want you to come. You can learn more by sitting in the presence of the anointing than just listening on the radio. Plus, we expect to be, or not expect to be, we will be praying for people to be healed after we lay a foundation of faith. People are quick to ask for prayer, but they're not quick to believe they've received. Not only will that not heal you, get you healed, it will cause you to doubt. It will cause you to be double-minded. Faith to be healed comes by hearing. God works through faith. Faith is the medium of exchange between heaven and earth. Faith only comes by hearing the word of God. You go to the doctor and you hear a bad report, you certainly don't have faith to be healed when the doctor tells you you have cancer. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then Hebrews 11:1 tells us faith is the substance, or gives substance, or brings to pass the things hoped for. But faith comes by hearing, and our minds have to be renewed. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, he's not writing that to unsaved people. He's not writing that to people down in the bars. He's not writing that to people that are out smoking dope. He's writing that to born-again Christians. But he said, be transformed. Yes, your spirit was transformed, but maybe your life is not yet transformed. There's no maybe about it. God doesn't just want to transform your spirit. He wants to transform your entire life. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that then you may prove what is the good, the well-pleasing, and the perfect will of God. The will of God is a progression, and it comes by the renewing of the mind, which means putting out what the world has taught you, what the doctrines of men have taught you, what wrong theology has taught you, and replacing it with the word of God so that you can receive the promises of God. Now, this is our second session of healing school. Last lesson, and in this lesson, we are stressing the paramount importance of the word of God. God works through his word. Apart from his word, he seldom, if ever, works. You are all born again after hearing what God said. What God says is what God will do. What God says is what's available for you and for me and for everyone, because everything of God is for whosoever will believe, whosoever will come to him and believe. So today, once again, we are going to stress the importance of the word of God. It is the foundation. And apart from it, there is no other foundation for healing. Well, I'm sure some of you would say, well, I thought the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ himself were the foundation. What they said is the foundation. Christ is the chief cornerstone. What the apostles and prophets said is the foundation. And if you do not build upon that foundation, what you have will crumble. It will fall, and great will be the fall thereof. So, open your Bibles to John chapter 8. A little bit later, I'm going to tell you why John chapter 8 is so important. Or give you an, let me put it this way, give you an illustration as to why John chapter 8, verse 32 is so important. The idea is not to just hear, but the idea is to believe. Amen. To John chapter 8. Verse 30 says, as he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then the very next verses is they refused to believe what he said. Can you believe that? They're believers, and then they got mad at him. No, we're not going to believe that. Just the exact opposite of what he said. Notice it says, if you continue. You know, there's a lot of ifs in the Bible. Amen? If you continue in my word. The Greek word translated continue is meno. There's lots of study helps that tell us some of these things, and they're all generally keyed to the King James Bible only, because many of these works have been done for years and years and years. And that particular word, meno, which is translated continue, in the King James Bible, that same word is translated continue 11 times, but it's also, and it means all these things, it's also translated abide 61 times, remain 16 times, dwell 15 times, and tarry. So, and it means all those. So he said, if you remain in my word, if you dwell in my word, if you tarry in my word, if you continue in my word. Now, all of those words indicate an ongoing, continuing connection with the Word of God. All those things indicate an association with the Word of God and through the Word of God with God Himself. He said, if you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples. The word disciple means a continuous learner. Amen? You know, we all went to school once. We could have said once we were school children, but we're not anymore. But when it comes to the Word of God, God wants us to be continuously abiding in the Word of God. Last week we looked at Romans chapter 10. So let's turn over there, Romans chapter 10. Now, we have here in Romans chapter 10 kind of a blueprint of how to be born again. And we've applied that to healing because the word salvation means born again as well as healing. Romans chapter 10 says, for with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Not confession of sins, but confession of Christ as Lord in verse 9. Now, in this country, we have been taught that the word salvation and the word born again are synonymous. And they are, but it's not exclusive. You know, if you grew up in Yugoslavia and you had a Yugo, you might think that's all the car there was. Hopefully not. But the word salvation, as we said last week, includes everything that God does. The Greek word in Romans chapter 10 is soteria, comes from the word savior, and it means and is translated deliverance, preservation, safety, salvation, as of messianic salvation. That's Thayer's definition, Thayer's dictionary. Strong's definition says it means to rescue, deliver, health, salvation, save, and saving. So when we say this is not only how you get born again, but it's also how you get healed. And so many people, they want to get born again, that they're kind of like I was. You know, I tell the story that God delivered me from Vietnam, and I wasn't a Christian. And I didn't make any bargains with God. I just called on Him. And He delivered me by being wounded. And I'm laying in a hospital bed in Japan. And the doctor said, we're going to leave you here for 30 days and send you home. After I clarified what they meant by home, then I raised my hand in that room and I said, thank you, God. If I ever need your help again, I'll ask. Well, a lot of people treat salvation that way. A lot of Christians are that way. I'm born again. Now get out of my way, God. I got my ticket, but I can, you know. No, God wants to be involved in every aspect of our life, not just being born again. But if we think that's all there is to salvation, then we've limited God. You know, the Bible talks about they limited the Holy One of Israel. Verse 13 says, "For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's a derivative of the word salvation. It's sozo, and it means to heal, preserve, do well, make whole. So Paul begins at the end of the process. If you confess the Lord Jesus, Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. And then he backs up to the very beginning of the process. So in verse 9, he said, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and then he says, and shall believe. Or we could say, confess because you believe, shall believe in your heart, not just in your head, that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You know, the reason you can't just believe with your head is subject to change. Amen? Tossed to and fro. Then he backs up and says, but you can't confess or you can't call on him in whom you've not believed. And then he said, you can't believe unless you've heard. Why do we have so many sick Christians? They haven't heard. Amen? I don't want to get too much into that tonight, but you know, I happened to yesterday look up on the internet, does God still heal today? And immediately, the first thing that it brought up was a very, 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 very prominent Bible teacher who said no. And he proceeded to not mention one scripture, but to talk about men. Started out talking about Hobart. He said, everybody knows Hobart Freeman. I'll bet there's not one person in here that knows who Hobart Freeman is, do you? I didn't think so. And because Hobart Freeman wasn't healed, then healing can't be for today. And then he mentioned another one and another one. That's like saying, well, because Joe Blow's not saved, salvation's not for today. It makes no sense. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. Let me remind you of our healing school Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We are going to cover every aspect of healing with the intent that you will have no doubt whatsoever that God heals today and that God will heal you. That is the purpose, and we intend to give you scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture and lay a foundation and build a wall and build a house that will stand so that you can be healed. That's Thursday nights at 7 p.m. We're in no hurry. We are not trying to build a prefab house. We're trying to build a house that's built on the rock. If you'd like to come visit us sometime, we're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. That's on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. We're not a big church. You won't get lost here. You won't be a number here. And you're welcome to come anytime. So God bless you, and thank you for being interested in the things of God.